It's the morning show on the Ideas Network. I'm John Munson in for Carrie Kaufman. Well, you may have heard that we're in the midst of a state tax holiday. Certain items particularly focused on back-to-school type items like clothing and computers and school supplies can be purchased without paying the 5% state sales tax. We're talking about the merits of this tax, how it tax holiday, how it came to be, how it works, and what it all means. And we want to know what you think about it as well. 800-642-1234. 800-642-1234. Ideas at WPR.org, or you can tweet us at WPR Mornings. Do you think this is a good idea? Does it sound like an election year gimmick to you? Is this something you've taken advantage of? Have you saved some money? And would you like to see it happen again? We'd like to know the answers to all of those questions and whatever else you have to say about the state tax holiday here on the Ideas Network. My guest is John Witte, Professor Emeritus of Public Affairs and Political Science at UW-Madison. Good morning, sir. Welcome to the morning show.
Thank you. Good morning.
We're about halfway through Wisconsin's five-day sales tax holiday. Can you remind us of how this tax holiday came to be in the first place?
Yes, John. It began actually with legislation in March, and there were kind of two phases. It was a reaction. The Republicans at least declared that it was a reaction to the surplus at the time. There was a tax surplus. We're giving back the money to the taxpayers. And the first phase of it was actually a credit, a $100 per child credit that ended a few weeks ago that people had to apply for to the Department of Revenue. We're now in the second phase of it, which ends on Sunday, which is the sales tax rebate on mostly supplies and things for school-related items, although there are exceptions to that. You can buy a computer out there for not school use, for home use. It can't be for commercial use, but for home use, for up to $750 and stay in county a 5.5%, in most counties, a 5.5% sales tax.
This is the first time Wisconsin has done this, although it's been talked about before. Do you think it's going to happen again next year, or is this a one-off?
Right now, I'd say it's a one-off because it was a surplus situation. And then the other side of this, of course, politically, the motivation behind it from Democratic side is that this is an election ploy, one that's been used before in famous ways at the national level and others just before elections to provide benefits for voters.
Right. Governor Scott Walker has called this a back-to-school sales tax holiday. So you mentioned some of the items people can purchase without having to pay the state's 5% sales tax. Does that apply to, you mentioned Dane County, a lot of counties have a 0.5% sales tax that they collect locally. Does this tax holiday apply to them as well?
Yes, I don't think any of them are going to collect it. It would be very, very difficult to do that, to collect the 0.5%. I don't know county by county. I have no idea, but I don't think any of them will do it. I think the computers will just eliminate the sales tax for the items that apply.
Okay, so
and the limit. There's a limit too. The limit is $75 per item. Now, per item is pretty high, so you can for back to school supplies, it's pretty high.
Well, you start buying designer jeans when the kids want them, $75 goes away pretty quickly. I remember that.
That's correct, and maybe even uniforms actually, and things like that might be higher than $75 as well.
Yeah. Okay. So, any fine print here? What about online orders that are delivered to Wisconsin?
They can be done too.
So someone decides to buy more than one item that's eligible for the exemption. Is the tax applied to each item or to the total?
Items. Each item is a 75% a $75 limit.
Okay. So I could buy
and there's two others. For the computer it's $750 and that has to be for home use. It doesn't say school use. And then there's $250 in supplies, computer supplies, but that has to apply according to the law to school use. So there it's kind of difficult what's happening. I checked yesterday in the computer stores and actually they're touting printers as fulfilling that. So that's filling within that area too, burner and printer supplies.
Uh-huh. 800-642-1234. 800-642-1234. We're talking about Wisconsin's sales tax holiday that we're in the middle of. It's a five-day sales tax holiday. It's not on everything that is taxable in Wisconsin, but is focused on things that are like back-to-school supplies, children's clothing, and computers, and school supplies, things like that. There are some limitations, which we have just mentioned. Wondering if you plan to take advantage of this tax holiday. Did you know it was coming and wait to make your school supply purchases until we hit the date in the calendar? What are you planning to buy if you're going to? Did the holiday inspire you to go out and make a purchase, or were you planning on buying these things anyway? Have you already had the chance to take advantage of the tax holiday? And if so, what did you get? Did it make a big difference in your back-to-school shopping budget and make things less burdensome for you? Was it a big help, or as you do your back-to-school shopping, or maybe not so much? Or maybe you don't know what items you can get tax-free and want to ask our guests. Those are all, that's all fertile fields for discussion here on the morning show. 800-642-1234, 800-642-1234. Ideas at WPR.org is the email address, or you can tweet us at WPR Mornings. My guest is John Witte, Professor Emeritus of Public Affairs and Political Science at the UW-Madison. 800-642-1234. So, again, this has been dubbed as a back-to-school sales tax, but the tax applies to things like bathing suits and neckties. Now, I have to say that I was probably a little out of the norm. I wore neckties to school when I went to high school, but that's another story. What are some surprising or lesser-known tax-exempt items?
Actually do it sport coats as well.
I mean, yeah, well, I wore those too.
Yeah, if you have school uniforms, they come in all different varieties, and they clearly would be acceptable under this. Also, with shoes would be. Shoes are an expensive item.
Mm-hmm.
So you can get shoes as well. And there you can, as you said before, you could eat up $75 really fast. So it applies across to a lot of things. It's going to be very hard to figure out who is going to make the decisions on what's a school supply. When I first read this, I said, how are they going to determine what the limit is? And I think that's totally up to the retailer. Somebody could challenge it. Obviously, a state inspector or someone could challenge it, but I certainly don't think they're going to.
Well, there was a news report on WTMJ television which listed things like diapers, baby clothes, costumes, formal wear, steel-toed shoes, wedding apparel, printer ink, tablets, and lunch boxes. Okay, tablets and lunch boxes and printer ink, I get that for back to school, but wedding apparel?
I heard that that as well, and I was appalled by that. I don't know how that would fit.
Well, wedding apparel. I mean,
I don't know. Maybe a wedding in the school. I have no idea what that would be.
Boy, that would be a destination wedding, huh?
That's right.
Hey, honey. Hey, honey. Let's
school for the reception.
Let's go back to the old alma mater and tie the knot. I don't know. Okay. Well, probably shouldn't make light of this.
I know we shouldn't, but that is one of the problems with administering this situation. I mean, I've seen there have been sales tax rebates before in the state as well, but they've covered across the board. And then what they do is they accept certain things, like cars, for example, were accepted in Wisconsin years ago for one of these sales tax things. But that was the only exception. Otherwise, everything else was exempted. I mean, it applied to. Here you've got this exclusion one, and so it's very difficult to draw these lines. And I don't have any idea how they're doing it. I don't assume the Department of Revenue has people out there snooping around in the stores. But
well,
probably shouldn't, but it is a unique situation.
Well, here's another aspect of this that's a little unique. Right now, Wisconsin isn't charging sales tax on backpacks, but customers do pay sales tax if they're picking up art supplies like watercolor paints. That has to make it pretty tough for stores to comply.
Yeah, and also backpacks. I went and purchased something at REI during this period yesterday, very small item, and I thought actually it might qualify, but REI doesn't seem to be doing any of this. I couldn't see anything in their store that was advertising that there's a sales tax thing. They have things that apply, whereas in the computer stores, they did have advertisements, they had displays set up, and these things were acceptable under the sales tax provision.
So supporters, including the governor, say the holiday is intended to help Wisconsin's hardworking families. What are these tax holidays really supposed to do in the long run?
Well, there was a division when this was discussed in the legislature back in March. It was passed in March, about March 20th. There was a division actually within the Republican Party on if this should be done or if they should actually just save the surplus and for a rainy day fund, sort of. And it turns out that when they voted on it, it was a partisan vote. I mean, the Republicans did fall in line and vote for it. So even though there was some division within the Republican Party, it was basically a Democrat versus Republican vote, and the Republicans have the majority, so they won. So there was that kind of a division that happened. It wasn't uniformly agreed that this is what they should do. It turns out, actually, that it's not so easy to give back taxes. That sounds very strange, but there's a lot of mechanisms by which you can collect taxes, but giving them back is not something that they do on a regular basis. So to do that administratively correctly so people aren't cheating or are confused or it doesn't get uniformly applied. I mean, if a lot of people who are eligible, for example, for a credit don't apply for it, then it's sort of an inequitable situation for those people who have the wherewithal to apply for a credit and those who do not.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not as easy as it might sound initially to just give taxes back. It's actually probably easier to collect them.
I don't think anybody's going to argue with that point. Let's take a phone call here because Andrew has a question that was exactly the one that I wanted to ask probably right from the top of the show. Andrew, welcome to the morning show. You're on the air.
Hey, thanks. I'm just wondering if there is any estimates on how much this is going to cost the government, if it's going to be equal to that tax, tax that they're trying to give back, or if it's going to be wind up costing the government extra money.
Yeah, so where's the money coming from to cover this lost revenue, John Witte?
Well, it's coming out of GPR because the funds of the surplus goes into the general purpose revenue. The only estimate we have was the estimate that came up from the Department of Revenue at the time, and that was $15 million. So less than that than the surplus, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's for this portion of it. The earlier portion might have cost more. But I don't think they'll know. I mean, I don't know how I would estimate that. What the Revenue Department will do is take a look at kind of general sales in these areas, which they have revenue from stores in these areas, and then they'll multiply that out with a 5%, 5.5% loss, 5% loss for the state. And they came up with an estimate of $15 million.
Now, another part of this, of the tax package that included this sales tax holiday, was a $100 per child tax rebate. Let's factor that into the cost. So the total cost of this trying to give this tax money back that was surplus,
that
we have $15 million from the sales tax, and then how much on this 100?
Factored into the $15 million.
Okay, that's all part of it. Okay,
that was the total estimate that the Department of Revenue came up with in March. Now, remember, it's in March, and they have to make an estimate there on how many people will apply. They know how many children would be eligible, more or less, but they don't know how many will actually apply, and so they have to make a guess on that.
As of June 28th, the information I have, which came from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, was a little more of more than 500,000 families up to the end of June had taken advantage of the tax rebate. So, there was a surplus, the state legislature and the governor said, well, we're going to give that money back to the people. There were some, you mentioned, within the Republican Party that say, hey, wait a minute, you know, why don't we put this away in case things go bad later on?
There were some people also that argued for other things. The Democrats were arguing that the money should be used for education.
Well, and I had someone comment to me the other day saying, well, you know, why don't we, a lot of counties are going from blacktop to gravel roads because there's no money to build anything. Why don't we spend some of that, if there's a surplus, why don't we put it into roads and infrastructure?
That's clearly in the mix. Roads are a very interesting thing in this election coming up as well, because there are certainly problems with roads in the state of Wisconsin, and not only roads, but infrastructure, bridges, et cetera. And in the past, it's been, if you go back 30, 40 years in the state of Wisconsin, actually Republicans were usually the road people. They were the ones who were for building roads and for maintaining roads, whereas the Democrats tried to squirrel that money away from the transportation fund and use it for education, social welfare, and other sorts of things. And it's sort of reversed now, or something. I'm not sure what's happened, but the Republicans don't seem to be as interested in the roads. Now, that might be a shift in the populations, because the road money would go disproportionately to the rural areas. Okay, and the rural areas in Wisconsin are being, the population is declining, and the suburbs are increasing, and so the suburbs tend to be the Republican territory, so maybe that's in the mix, but there certainly is a change here, where roads have always been an issue in states like Wisconsin. It's always been an issue, but it's been kind of a rural-urban divide, and the Republicans have been in favor of the roads, and now it doesn't seem to be that case. For example, Governor Doyle was accused of, and I don't think it was true, but he was accused of taking money from the transportation fund and using it for social welfare needs, and that wasn't that long ago.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I remember that was a huge deal. We have less than a minute to go before we need to break for news, but are there some economic motivators here so the state doesn't get the sales tax revenue, but maybe retailers sell more? Is it supposed to be some kind of economic stimulus as well?
Yes, there certainly was the argument for an economic stimulus at a time when, as you know, retail is threatened by everybody's reckoning. How much it's threatened, it's not clear.
Okay. So, and of course, some surrounding states, notably Minnesota, doesn't have a sales tax on clothing. And a lot of people were going across the border. Maybe they won't have to now. We have this sales tax holiday. It's in full swing. What do you think so far? Have you been using it, taking advantage? We're talking about it with John Witte, Professor Emeritus of Public Affairs and Political Science at UW-Madison. We're going to continue our discussion of the sales tax holiday when we come back after a break for some news. Wondering what you think. 800-642-1234. 1-800-642-1234. Is this good public policy? Were there better things the state could have done with the surplus? Or do you say, yeah, bring on this sales tax holiday. I'm going to go out and shop till I drop. Either way, let us know what you think. This is The Morning Show on the Ideas Network. John Munson in for Carrie Kaufman. We'll be right back. This is The Morning Show on the Ideas Network. I'm John Munson. We're delving into the details of Wisconsin's sales tax holiday. John Witte is my guest, Professor Emeritus of Public Affairs and Political Science at UW-Madison. And we'll also be discussing this with you if you care to join us. 800-642-1234. Ideas at WPR.org or tweet us at WPR Mornings. If you're a business owner, does this benefit you or does it create a headache to have to figure out which things pay the sales tax and which things don't? But particularly if you're a clothing retailer on the border with Minnesota, do you see this as an economic boon for you because more people are going to stay on your side of the Mississippi River or wherever the border is to make purchases rather than going over to Minnesota to buy clothing because there's no sales tax on clothes over there, for example? Have you taken advantage of this yet? Are you going to? You don't have much time left. And what items are you planning to buy? 800-642-1234. Ideas at WPR.org is the email address, or you can tweet us at WPR Mornings. So just before the break, John Witte, we were talking about the economic motivators for this sales tax holiday. And I just want to expand on that discussion a little bit, particularly in my case. I live on in Superior, and that's, of course, right across the bridge from Duluth. And, you know, the fact that Minnesota has no sales tax at all on clothing ever is kind of a big deal if you're close to the Minnesota border. This sales tax holiday should be some help to retailers, at least on the western edge of the state.
Well, I think it'll be help all over the state in some ways, because if you've noticed the ads, a lot of places are putting advertisements in the papers, and that's going to bring people into the stores for other things as well, right? So you have a situation where...
Well, yeah, once they get in the store, they're not just going to pick up one item.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So it's a motivator to get people to shop, and that'll actually probably come up this weekend. I mean, more shopping is done on Saturday and Sunday for people that are working people, obviously, or kids in school and things like that. So we're going to find out this weekend if, in fact, that's a motivator. And it's got to be somewhat of a motivator. The question is, how much on the margin does it matter?
Sure. And then, you know, some places where you might buy school supplies also sell food or drinks and things like that. And so it's kind of like the reason that gas stations don't just sell gas anymore. That's to get you there, and they want you to pay inside, so you buy stuff in the convenience store.
Exactly.
Okay.
They make most of their money.
Yeah, right.
And in this case, if you think about where people buy school supplies, most places sell a lot of other things. I mean,
yeah.
A lot of people must buy at Walmart. I don't know the percentages, but
yeah.
The Walmart-type stores must have it. And, of course, Walmart sells everything.
Well, and it's kind of like, you know, the old supper club adage, you don't make money in the restaurant, you make it in the bar. So you attract them with the food, and then you sell them liquor. Critics of this program say that it's just a gimmick during an election year. That's probably was pretty predictable that would be said.
Sure.
But wasn't there some bipartisan support for the sales tax holiday?
Very little, actually. There was some, but not very much. It was mostly a partisan move and a partisan vote. If you look at the votes, the vote on the legislation in both the Assembly and the Senate was vastly partisan. And the arguments were, too. The Democrats immediately criticized it as being timed for an election ploy.
The people over at the McIver Institute, which advocates for free market principles, say that any time lawmakers deliver a tax break on anything is a reason to rejoice.
Well, that's true. I know that institute quite well. They represent a specific perspective. They represent it actually quite well, and quite predictably as well. But they're it's a top level organization. So that's their position. That's their ideological niche, and that's exactly what they'll do. And they'll argue any type of a tax increase is a good decrease.
So supporters, including the governor, say the holiday is intended to help Wisconsin's hardworking families.
Right.
And I don't know that it would be a tremendous leap to figure out why that specific language is included. I mean, we are close to an election, and that would be a key demographic for Governor Walker, would be families.
That's correct. And if you look at his campaign rhetoric and his campaigning around the state, he has consistently worked with two sets of people. One is the corporate side with the workers in the industries, and the other side is families. And he spends a lot of time in schools and visiting schools and education establishments. So, you know, that fits with the way they're running this campaign, and it's a logical fit. It's not... There's nothing nefarious about it, or there's nothing that's wrong about it. And in this case, that's exactly the way they sold it from the very beginning. Now, it's kind of curious that it was really targeted so much on children, and I think, because, you know, some of the elderly people like myself, the retirees, aren't really benefiting much from this, although, of course, our grandchildren might.
Yeah, and I don't need another computer. I haven't bought back to school clothing in a long time. Let's go to the phones.
Maybe
we're starting
the
to
wedding clothing that they.
Yeah. Well, I am a wedding officiant, but I have one black suit that I saved after I retired. I got rid of most of my dress clothes. Let's take a call here. Ramona is with us from Cameron, Wisconsin. Rana is here from Cameron, Wisconsin. Let's go to that. Rana, you're on the air.
Good morning. I love it. I've never been called Ramona, so that's new. Thank you. My question is, I need to buy a laptop. I'm a retired teacher, but I'm pursuing a new line of education, and I need the laptop for that. So, you know, how do I go about buying that laptop? I mean, it's not physically here in the state of Wisconsin, the one I have chosen. It's through, okay, I'm going to name drop. It's through Newegg. And, you know, are there ways for me to get that? And is, can you kind of explain those parameters that are
okay.
there
Let's
for
have-
us?
Let's have John Whitty answer that.
Actually, that's one I don't know about because you're doing an out-of-state retailer. Now, this new law, have you looked to see if sales tax applies at all? I hate to say it because there's been a Supreme Court ruling on this just recently, but I'm sure it hasn't been applied. But it may be that they don't charge sales tax anyway. So that's the first thing to check with these out-of-state people. They'll have to eventually, but I'm sure that hasn't been implemented yet. Because the ruling's only 2 months old. That's the first thing to check. And then and how you would do that with a retailer like that, I'm not sure. What's happening with online stuff here, it does apply, so I think you could do it if you can convince them. They just may not know about it.
Yet, according to what I understand, it's even if it's delivered later, if you make the purchase now, the sales tax holiday does apply. It has to be under $750 and for your personal use.
Right.
So, Rana, good luck with that.
There's a way to do it. You can get away without paying sales tax, but what you have to go through to get that is not clear.
Okay. Good luck with that. So what happens if a retailer online or brick and mortar charges you sales tax on something they shouldn't? I mean, can you take that to the state to say
that the Department of Revenue has to have a way to rebate that sales tax?
Okay, well...
But I don't know. I'm not sure they know what the mechanisms are. Remember, we haven't done this in this selective way in the past.
Yeah, well, my producer is just sending me a note that's saying you have to appeal to the retailer.
Yeah, well, that's where you'd have to initially. Now, okay. How is that company going to know about Wisconsin sales tax rebate?
Yeah.
That's the problem she's going to have.
Okay, well, let's take another quick call here. We're starting to run out of time. Mary is with us in Brookfield. Mary, good morning. You're on the morning show.
Good morning. Yes, I first heard about it actually in our church bulletin this past Sunday. So I quickly took a picture of it and texted my three married daughters about it because there wasn't much I didn't hear about it. And I did take advantage of it on Wednesday right away to buy tennis shoes for my granddaughter. And I looked into an iPad, but it's only for laptops and, I guess, desktop computers, not for the smaller devices.
That's correct. It specifies computers. And then they probably have not defined iPads as computers, although that's an iPad is a computer. It's your telephone is a computer. I mean, but they specified that for laptops and for tabletops.
Given depending on how you define computer, the Fitbit on my left wrist is a computer. Mary, thanks for sharing your story with us. Let's go to Sarah in Zion, Illinois next. Sarah, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Okay, John. Thanks. Look, it just, I don't know how you could see it as anything else other than a gimmick. If they're just going to do this selectively once in a while, if they really feel families need relief from a sales tax, just lower the sales tax permanently, and you could do it on certain items if they think those items are more necessary to families. It just, I don't know. It's like that they're
all right.
Like this little carnival that people pay attention to.
Sarah, thanks for that. So what about it? I mean, if we're really serious about helping families, why don't we just get rid of the sales tax on clothing and school supplies permanently?
Because it brings in a lot of money to the state of Wisconsin. That's the simple plan. The sales tax is a money producer. And there are exceptions, of course, to sales tax in the state of Wisconsin. Not clothing, like you said before. Minnesota has clothing. But many states have clothing. And also many states have children's clothing. They specify age limitations, but we have sales tax exclusions on food, for example, on food items. Not all food items, because luxury food items don't have it. So there are exceptions in all sales tax. I think in every state there are exceptions, lists of exceptions. But the bottom line is, in when you've got a 5.5% sales tax, you're bringing in considerable revenue. And
well,
to eliminate that would be to cut taxes dramatically.
And not only that, the sales tax is fairly regressive because everybody pays the same rate. And so, you know, the income tax would be suggested by some as a fairer way to tax people.
But here, the irony is that when you ask people which tax they favor sales-type taxes higher than income taxes.
Mm-hmm.
Income taxes are not favored. And even though you're absolutely correct that sales taxes are clearly regressive, there's no question about it, that means that poorer people pay more percentage of their income than rich people do because rich people can't consume as much as they would have to. Even despite that, it's still a very popular tax.
And we'll have to leave it there. John Whitty, appreciate your time this morning. The sales tax holiday continues this weekend, so rush out to your local retailer. Stay tuned. More to come on The Morning Show. I'm John Munson in for Carrie Kaufman. You're listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.